physical locations are a source of control and political power as someone seeks to rule over arbitrary lines in the sand, and even if you were to defy them from outside of that area, they can still block that communication from coming in. This idea of physical locations has been used to enslave humanity in the past, but now, with the advent of the internet and more of our lives become digital, I argue that the structure of our society and the way in which we interact can change. I'm talking about encryption as identity, the idea that you are not defined by the dirt upon which you stand. You are not defined by your passport or the vote of the mob rule, but instead by the content of your actions. Social media has become this new battlefield for our minds, as Derek Brose and others correctly point out, and how now Twitter is being sold as this idea of free speech, when in reality a massive amount of things are being blocked, including criticism of Israeli politicians for their actions with genocide in the Gaza Strip, promoting this idea that this is a fringe view to care about the rights of these people and to fake some kind of group acceptance of Israeli politicians' actions. And even if we were to believe that Elon Musk would be able to allow all kinds of speech, in reality, places like Brazil will just straight up block Twitter. And that's where we get back to the physical locations. It's not that Elon Musk shouldn't decide, it's that no one should decide what everyone is allowed to say. And that's why I'm so excited about something like Nostr, where the end user is able to sign with a cryptographic key to prove that it's them, and so then this message doesn't need to be verified by any particular person, and it can be posted all around the world. This is how Nostr works. It's also very, very similar to how Bastion works, although I believe Bastion solves some different problems as well. One of the problems with advertising is that it's very effective if you know all this information about the user, and that's what motivates these social media companies to gather all this information on people, and then they're able to use all this money that they're getting from doing that to shape the narrative in a way that they just get more and more power and control, as well as governments abuse this to push their own agendas. So the question comes down to, well, how can you have advertising in a profitable way where people are able to reach and interact with the relevant people and to spread their messages while at the same time not abusing the data of the actual users? And that's part of the reason I'm so excited about Bastion. So the way Bastion works is that the individual clients locally on their computer store the data of the user's preferences, what hashtags they like, what particular topics they're interested in. And then anybody using their cryptocurrency can permissionlessly advertise through the network in a peer-to-peer way where these people are receiving funds for posting the messages. So this is a great alternative to having these type of centralized systems which end up pushing these agendas. People always go, oh, well, I don't want to have to KYC to get cryptocurrency. And so this kills the onboarding of using cryptocurrency circular economies. The problem is when somebody wants to offer services where they're not following those types of things, then the governments or the regions that are more tyrannical will reach out even when they have no legal authority to do so. And an example of this is with KuCoin. They're in Africa, in Seychelles, off the coast of Africa, but yet the New York Attorney General from across the world opened a court case just because they were able to use the website with a New York IP address. So it's this overreach of saying, well, not only where are you located, but then what customers are you allowed to serve? And that's why I'm so excited about something like Arweave, because if these websites are hosted on Arweave, that means that it's served everywhere. and the file is indiscriminately running its code to anyone that looks at it, whether that's in New York, whether that's outside New York. This ends the idea of politicians saying what businesses are allowed to serve. The issue with these dark and gray markets is that how do you have trust? How do you know that the other party will follow their end of the deal? Something like PGP contracts using cryptocurrency and deposits with arbitration replaces traditional court systems under encryption as identity. This idea of transcending physical locations through the use of encryption, public-private key pairs to sign, to cryptographically prove that it's you, and then to own the rights to some resource, whether that's a domain name, whether that's a company with PGP, whether that's a website with Arweave, whether that's a social media account with Noster. People think that governments have all this power and money, but really all this money is central banks typing numbers on a computer. It's only because we value that that it gives it any meaning. If we were to just use cryptocurrency with these contracts among ourselves, it strips them of their power. The same is said for Twitter. It's only because people voluntarily use these type of things. You know, all the time I see influencers, they act like they're hot stuff on Twitter. But who would actually choose to use Twitter or TikTok when you could be banned in a second and you really have no rights, when you could use something like Noster? And these influencers go, oh, well, if I were to switch over to Noster, I wouldn't have a following. And my response is, what kind of influencer are you then? Because an influencer's role is to influence. If you're saying none of your fans will follow you over to Noster, then you really have no influence over their lives to begin with. So are you really that much better off staying under that system where the only way these people will listen to you is if you give up your rights, if you submit to this system? So it's really only our psychological acceptance of government money, of government domains, of government social media. Remember, Elon Musk is a government employee now. So if this technology with Noster and this technology with Arweave and this stuff with Bastion and Monero and Bitcoin Lightning and all these tools, if it already exists, then really the only thing they got is in your mind. And if the reason that you're not doing it is because you think it can't be done, then I'm telling you that you're wrong, because it can be. And so really the only obstacle in your mind is pessimism. That unfortunately, I hate to say it, it pains me to do so, but you aid the oppressor by saying no, by poo-pooing it right for off the bat with no understanding of it. You solidify the oppressor's power when their only power is pessimism and the shit in our minds. I'm Shadow Rebel, and this is Simplified Privacy.